Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Chris Siderick. Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant is closing today after nearly 50 years of providing electricity to the region and jobs and revenue to the town of Plymouth. WBUR's Earthwhile team has been covering the long-anticipated closing of Pilgrim, and reporter Miriam Wasser and senior producing editor Barbara Moran join me now in studio. Hello to both of you guys. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having
Chris.
So for folks who maybe are just tuning into the story, can you give us a little context here? I know Pilgrim, we're talking about a plant that supplied about 5% of the region's power. Where does this plant fit in kind of the big picture?
Yeah, so Pilgrim is the only nuclear power plant in Massachusetts. It's one of four in New England. It provides, as you said, about 5% of the region's power, and that's about enough to supply electricity to about 600,000 homes.
And I mentioned this has been a long-anticipated closing. It's been around for almost 50 years. Miriam, there's a rocky history to this plant here. Can you tell us about some of the bumps along the road?
It has been very rocky, yes. So the plant was licensed in 1967, and there was opposition from the earliest days. Though over the years, that sort of ebbed and flowed. The plant began producing power in 1972, and by 1979, 1980, 81, it started just having a series of operational and mechanical problems. In 1983, it was shut down for a year and fined about $500,000. And then again in 1986, right around the time that a reactor at the Chernobyl plant melted down, it closed again indefinitely. And as you can imagine, the combination of that Chernobyl accident and another shutdown just caught a lot of people's attention, including our very own Senator Ed Markey. He was in the House of Representatives at the time, and here's what he told me about this time period.
In 1986, I asked the chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, what are the worst-run nuclear power plants in the United States? And his answer was, well, of course, the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant. And I had not heard that before.
Wow. That is staggering to be one of the worst run in the country, and he wasn't even aware of that as a representative of the area. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it was one of the worst run plants, according to the NRC. Although, to the plant's credit, it spent millions of dollars and over a two-year period did a ton of upgrades and fixes, and it did reopen in 1988. And for the next 20 years or so, there were some minor shutdowns and little controversies, but then fast forward to March 2011, and you have the meltdown at the Fukushima power plant in Japan. The Fukushima reactors are the same make and model as the one here in Plymouth. And so that really freaked a lot of people out and kind of galvanized the anti-nuclear movement, as you can expect. Also around that period, there was just another bout of mechanical and operational problems at the plant. A lot of them were after sort of big nor'easters, a lot of shutdowns. And that was just more fuel for the fire. The NRC also downgraded Pilgrim's safety rating twice, once in 2013 and again in 2015. Although I should say the plant has poured a lot of money and effort into improving that. And when it shuts down today, it's back in the highest safety rating.
So that's interesting because it feels like there may have been times that it would have made more sense to shut down in the past. Why is it closing now? Is it because of the protests? What is the main reason?
So protests did not shut down the Pilgrim plant. What shut it down is money, basically. Natural gas just got a lot cheaper over the last decade, and that made it harder for the nuclear industry to compete in the energy market. Entergy, which owns the plant, had estimated at one point that keeping Pilgrim open would cost them, they would lose about $40 million a year in revenue. And they just didn't see the market improving or changing. They didn't think the state was going to step in and help. You know, there are some people who said, hey, Massachusetts, you help subsidize renewable energy, help the nuclear industry too. And I guess, you know, Entergy just decided that that wasn't going to happen. And then kind of on top of all of that, this plant is really old and there's just a lot of wear and tear and sort of like an old car at a certain point, just maintenance costs get too high and it's not worth the investment to fix it.
Okay, so it shuts down officially today. I'm picturing the big Frankenstein switch or a giant plug in an outlet. What's the process actually look like?
Yes, we were all hoping for a big switch in the wall. It went,
right.
Yeah, so they shut down the reactor today. It takes a few hours. You put control rods in and that slows down the reaction. And then over the next couple weeks, they'll take all the fuel out of the reactor, which is this highly radioactive fuel. They'll put it in a pool of water to cool off for a couple years. It's super hot, so it has to cool off for a long time. And then they will take it out of the pool in a couple years, put it in these big cans, put those cans in bigger cans, and then the bigger cans just sit outside Pilgrim indefinitely until there's somewhere else to put it.
So that's interesting. is there any kind of time frame on how long that process takes, and who's in charge of this? Who's making sure that this is being done right?
Yeah, so the owner of Pilgrim is in charge of it, and the NRC oversees this process. It'll take about 5 to 8 years or so to get all the fuel out of there and into the casks outside Pilgrim. And then there's questions about how long it will sit there. The earliest it could get out of there, if there's somewhere to put it, is something like 2062. But people are worried that it could really, you know, sit there for forever. And there's sort of questions about who will take care of it. If the owner of the plant goes bankrupt, anything could happen. Sean Mullen, who chairs the Nuclear Decommissioning Citizens Advisory Panel in Plymouth, had this to say about that.
I don't think people quite appreciate the seriousness of that problem. Even in some of the greatest cultures the world's ever known, like Egypt, there was nobody around after about 700 years to maintain these beautiful pyramids and other things they built. To suggest that somebody will be around in 200 years and will have the financial desire to continue to support these. This is a problem.
I'm sure folks are pretty concerned about that idea of these barrels sitting around for potentially ever.
Yeah.
Miriam, you've, I know, reported on the radiological contamination. Can you tell us about what's actually on the site here and how the cleanup process works?
Sure. So again, the short answer is that we don't exactly know what's on the site. Entergy is required by the federal government to do these regular radiological monitoring reports of soil, air, groundwater, and those reports aren't too worrisome. But other plants, you know, most recently Connecticut Yankee, have found a lot of unexpected radiation during the cleanup process. During the decommissioning process, the plant will do what's called a comprehensive site assessment. So they'll be looking for both radiological and non-radiological contamination in the soil, in the groundwater, in buried infrastructure. And at that point, that's when we'll really learn what's there. And whoever owns the plant has about $1 billion in this decommissioning trust fund to do all of this cleanup. But a lot of people are worried that that's not enough. And then they worry who will have to pick up the rest of the cost. And the NRC has said that the company that owns the plant is ultimately responsible. But again, a lot of people, including our own Attorney General, Maura Healey, are really worried that any cost overruns are going to fall on the taxpayers.
Yeah, especially where they don't even really know what they're talking about cleaning
exactly.
up yet.
Yeah, exactly.
So beyond just that huge price tag, what other kind of concerns are involved in the cleanup process?
So there's just a very basic question about how clean is clean. The NRC, which controls Pilgrim's license, sets this standard for cleanup at 25 millirem a year. So what that means is there's radiation everywhere, and the average American living at sea level gets about 300 millirem a year just living your life. A 25 millirem cleanup standard means that if you spent an entire year at the Plymouth site, you'd get no more than 25 millirem extra, so on top of that.
Okay.
To put that in a little bit of context, if you got on a plane from Boston to California, you'd get an extra 3.5 millirem. And a chest x-ray is about 10 millirem a year. So that just kind of gives you a sense of the scale we're working with. So again, the federal government says 25 millirem a year.
Right.
But the state wants a stricter cleanup. The state wants 10 millirem a year. And when I talk to people at the Attorney General's office, as well as the Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs, they've said this is a really big priority for us. We really want to enforce this. Of course, there's no way to really enforce this because the federal government has this license. But one option, and this seems pretty likely, is that the state will work with the plant's owners to come to some sort of agreement.
Right.
So this happened up in Vermont. The state got a cleanup standard of 15 millirem a year. So people think that might be what happens here, too.
So I'm thinking about Pilgrim in context of the community, because
yep.
it's been there for, as we said, almost five decades,
right.
and I'm sure there's a lot of jobs at stake here. Can you talk about the effect that the community is going to feel with this plant shutting down?
Yeah, because jobs are going to take a big hit. Pilgrim employs about 580 people right now. Most of them are highly skilled, highly paid employees. That number is going to diminish dramatically. By the end of the month, there'll be about 270 left. A lot of those people will be placed in jobs at other nuclear plants around the country. And then that number will dwindle down over the next few years to just a handful. Like Vermont Yankee shut down about 4 years ago, and now there's just a couple dozen workers left.
Yeah.
The other big question is about the economy in general. The biggest industry in Plymouth is tourism, so that's good. They'll still have that. but, you know.
Now they can come see the nuclear waste barrels.
Exactly. Apparently, well, they can't get that close, but yes. But Pilgrim is a big taxpayer, so the town will take a hit there. And it also paid for a lot of stuff, like, you know, it's a big funder of the Thanksgiving Day parade, so that'll hurt.
All right, so, I mean, I think the obvious question here is what happens next? Where do we go? What are you watching?
Yeah. Well, I think there's two big questions now with Pilgrim. One is about the waste, and one is about sort of the future of green energy here in New England. The big question on everyone's mind is, where is this nuclear waste going to finally go? How long is it going to sit there? I mean, we've had other plants close in New England, Maine Yankee, Connecticut Yankee, Yankee Row, and they still have these, you know, huge nuclear graveyards sitting there. And people are just wondering, how long is it going to be there? Is it forever, or is it going to go somewhere eventually? And the other big question is, what does this mean for nuclear power in general? I mean, they do have this waste problem, but it's a big source of green energy. And how are we going to make that up? So we have to ask ourselves some tough questions about that.
Well, that's senior producing editor Barbara Moran and also reporter Miriam Wasser from WBUR's Earthwild team. Thank you both so much for coming by.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
And we'll continue the conversation about Pilgrim's closing on Monday with Sean Mullen, who you just heard a bit from earlier. He's the chair of the state's Nuclear Decommissioning Citizens Advisory Panel, and former state senator Dan Wolf, who advocated for Pilgrim's closing. Stay with us. Coming up, a new series of plays inspired by and performed in Mount Auburn Cemetery. I'm Chris Siderick. This is Radio Boston.